Today on Real Life Radio.
Thousands of people got saved on the day of Pentecost. Listen, this is awesome. Every time a believer says yes to Jesus Christ or a non-believer becomes a believer, that's part of the ingathering of the reaping of souls that Jesus was the first one being resurrected from the dead. And we go in his wake or we go in his path. Very exciting. It's very, very comforting.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. What if the rapture happened tomorrow? Are you prepared? In Dr. Charles C. Ryrie's enlightening book called What You Need to Know About the Rapture, you'll dive into the profound truths that unravel the mysteries about this pivotal event. This September, Pastor Jack Hibbs invites you to explore this month's featured resource and gain a deeper understanding of the end times. In this insightful book, Dr. Ryrie addresses key questions about the timing, the significance, and the surrounding events of the rapture, offering clear and straightforward explanations that really simplify complex topics. Whether you're a seasoned student of prophecy or just beginning that journey, this book is an invaluable resource.
This book will help clarify the confusion that surrounds the doctrine of the rapture. You know, Jesus taught it, the Bible teaches it, but do you know it? Get a copy for yourself.
What You Need to Know About the Rapture by Charles Ryrie. It's available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. jackhibbs.com/realradio. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called 1 Corinthians with a message called One New Man, Please. 1 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Corinth, and he shares with us how the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. You see, the first human Adam was truly free until he stepped outside the submission of God, and all of us were plunged into the bondage of sin. But the last Adam, who is Jesus Christ, reached into death and hell and overcame it. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that we are complete through Jesus Christ, who willingly humbled himself to the will of God so that we could have a qualified Savior. Now with his message called One New Man, Please, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Look at verse 23. The new man living happens by era or by time. What epoch or era of time we're speaking about? Time, era. But each one in his own order. Circle the word order. It's a military command. Order. Number one, Christ the first fruits. Afterward, number two, those who are Christ at his coming. This is important. I'd love to get into a deeper study on this. We can't at this time. Simply to say this, the Bible is so clear regarding resurrection. Mark it down. When it says order, the word is tagma in Greek, and it means this, a timed arrangement. This is awesome. The Bible says, in a timed arrangement, the word means in the marching of troops on parade, passing by, to pass by series, or succession of dispatch, order, in a wave. Mark this. The Bible is saying that there is a wave regarding this great hope. Number one, Christ the first fruits, the first resurrected human from the dead is Jesus Christ, period. You say, what about Lazarus? What about Tabitha and others? They were not resurrected from the dead. They were brought back from the dead, but not resurrected from the dead. Two different things. They had their bodies and they would die again. Jesus rose from the dead in his glorified body. He's the first one to ever be resurrected. He's the first fruits. We hit on this last week. I just want to say it again because it's so cool. Jesus died at Passover. Jesus rose again from the grave at the Feast of First Fruits. The priest was waving in front of the altar at the temple the first bundle of grain from the fields harvested as an offering to God. Did you hear what I'm saying? The Lamb of God died at Passover. The wave offering of, listen, first fruits was presented 3 days later. That is Jesus' resurrection day. Every Jew knows this, okay? And then listen, what's that all about? It is a sample of all that is to be given to God, and the totality is what takes place 50 days later, called what? Pentecost. The church was born on the day of what? Pentecost. Thousands of people got saved on the day of Pentecost. Listen, this is awesome. Every time a believer says yes to Jesus Christ or a non-believer becomes a believer, that's part of the ingathering of the reaping of souls that Jesus was the first one being resurrected from the dead. And we go in his wake or we go in his path. It's very exciting. It's very, very comforting. Point number two this morning is this, verses 24 to 26. Verses 24 to 26. The Bible tells us, then comes the end. When he delivers the kingdom of God, the Father. When he puts an end to all rule, all authority, all power. What are we looking at? Point number two is this. One new man, please. This new man is free. Free like a man has never known freedom before. Number one, what way? How are we free? One of the greatest things in coming to Christ is immediate freedom from the power of sin. Please listen. Are you guys awake this morning?
Yes.
Do you understand that when we come to Christ, listen, those of you who have never made this decision, I want you to understand something. Do you understand that your Christian friends are not perfect?
He said, no kidding.
We never claim to be perfect. We can't be perfect. We want to be perfect, but we can't be. We want to be perfect because we want to honor him. We know that he alone is perfect. And no matter how hard we try, we will not be perfect as he is perfect, for he is God. But we love him, and so we obey him. You with me? Okay. When we consider this thing about being free from sin, I cannot explain it accurately enough that the moment we accept Christ, just as you in your heart today either have joy or shame, you have freedom or guilt in your conscience. As a Christian, when you come to the Lord and give your sins to him in exchange for his life in you, there is an indescribable change, ever so quiet, but ever so powerfully profound, that I can no longer live the life that I once lived. How that plays out, the timing of it plays out, in the powers as it's played out, it's as varied as any snowflake in the universe, okay? But God is at work within you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And a true believer knows this to be true. That's why we rejoice remembering that he will not forsake the work of his hands. That's very comforting to us. Who can say, I'm not the person I used to be. I'm not the person I'd like to be. But there's power going on in my life. Something's happening. One of those great things is that we've been freed from sin. It doesn't mean we're sinless. It means we sin less, but the sin that we do sin has no power over us. A translation to that? We sin now because we choose. Remember, we get back to decision again now. It used to be before we were Christians, we woke up halfway in our sin because we were so used to sinning that we never even thought about not sinning. Now, as believers, that temptation hits our head and we have a big battle and we fight. And when we sin now, we give in to the temptation, don't we? Someone asked me, this is classic. You heard me say this. It was a couple of years ago. I'll never forget. It was in the foyer. This man came up to me and he said, do you believe that a man could be sinless in this life? And I said, absolutely not. And he said, really? Well, I don't think you teach the Bible accurately, because he said, I am a Christian and I now, as a Christian, am sinless. And I said, yes, of course, positionally, you're sinless. Positionally. But are you telling me that you don't sin? You don't have a bad thought? When somebody cuts you off on the freeway, you don't think, you rotten good for nothing? No, he said, no. And I noticed he was standing next to a young woman. And I said, who is this? And he said, this is my girlfriend. I said, is he sinless? And she said, she goes like this. Look at me. She goes like this. Listen, if there's a couple in front of you and you're talking to them and you ask a poignant question like that, never look at the man. He will lie. He's amazing. He's a son of Adam. He will lie right straight through his teeth. The woman. And I said, answer me. Is he sinless? And she said, of course not. The Bible says in 1 John, if we say that we have no sin, we call God a liar and the truth is not in us. But the Bible also says in 1 John, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why? Because it says if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with God and with one another as we walk in the light, not in darkness. We've been freed. The end, it says, comes when he delivers the kingdom of God to the Father. When will this rule and authority and power come to an end? The answer, theologically, is at the end of the millennium of Christ. The kingdom of God, the reference here, Bible theologians, is this. That reference is to the end of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. What is that? The millennium, the thousand-year reign of Christ, mark it down, is when Jesus sits on the throne of David from Jerusalem, Israel. See, wait a minute. All the news says there's no Israel. All the news says Jerusalem doesn't belong to the Israelis. I know what the news says. Read your Bible. You know how one of the signs that we know we're coming to the end of the age is by the world, all up in arms about Israel, the Jews, and Jerusalem, and God has written his word, and as those issues approach, God is saying, hey, in the last days, I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone tied around the neck of the nations of the world. Is that not true right now? It is amazing. You say, oh, I don't believe in the Bible. Why? Amazing. The Bible says Jesus, to be the Christ, the Messiah, must sit on the throne of David, and that's in Jerusalem. For how long? 1,000 years. But the Bible says that Jesus will reign as the son of David forever. That's right. Listen, everybody. Listen, I'm going to spare you a lot of grief. I'm going to spare you about 8 months of Bible college right here in a second. Seriously. This is about a $50,000 savings right here, right now. Jesus must sit. Oh, sit down. Hang on to your seat. He must sit on the throne of David in Jerusalem 4,000 years. Why? Because Jesus is the one and only last political king, ruler there'll ever be. It's not the European Union. It's not the Emperor of Japan. It's not Washington, D.C. Jesus is going to come back and put an end to all. Look at the word. It's awesome. He says here, he's going to put an end to all rule. Supreme Court, sit down. How cool is that? All authority, president, take a back seat. All power, think of that. Communist, move out of the way. Why? Jesus is coming. King Jesus is coming. He's going to establish his rule, his authority, his power, and he's got to do that during the millennium. Christ must physically, bodily return to the world in Jerusalem, Israel. That's why Israel and Jerusalem is such a hot topic. Satan is moving in the halls of power in nations to try to get rulers to discredit the existence of Israel. If you know a Christian who does not believe in the existence of Israel, the Jews, or the land being the Jewish land, then listen, they have fallen for the lie of Satan's doctrine, because as long as there is no Israel in the mind of man, Satan's doctrine is Christ can't return. The Bible says Christ returns to Jerusalem. Do you see Satan's thoughts? See what he's thinking? If there's no Jerusalem, Christ can't return. He thinks. God's got a way of frustrating him to no end. It's beautiful. Well, listen, a new man, a free man. Look at verse 25. Free from self. Not only sin, free from self. For he must reign till he puts all enemies under his feet. Romans 5:8 tells us, but God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He died to free us from ourselves. My friends, listen. This is not psychology. This is spirituality. Self is destructive. Self is dangerous. Psychology might say it's all about you. Think about you. Take a pill. It will help you fix you. Listen, it's self will pull you and I down. It's freedom from self that sets us free. Oh, you know, Pastor, I just need to think more. I need more me time. What do you do with me time? A lot of people get in trouble with me time. Well, I just need to get away and think, just, I need some. Watch out. Jesus said, if you want to find life, give your life to me. Jesus said, if you want to live, die. Jesus said, if you want to be free, listen, become a slave to me. And you say, okay, I can never do that. Then be a slave to you and see where it gets you.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
I want to read a great statement from Alan Redpath. If you read anything or buy anything by Alan Redpath, Dr. Alan Redpath, you'll be blessed. Here is heaven's counterattack. A full-scale offensive, the great invasion into the realm of sin and death. Man made like God has chosen the mastery of the devil to become like him. Now God is made like man in order to rescue man from the domain of Satan and restore again the beauty and loveliness of the character of God, which rebellion has obliterated. Because it was a man who rebelled. It is only by a man that the situation can be recovered. The lost ground retrieved. Only thus can the justice of God's throne be maintained. Isn't that a great statement? It's all what Jesus does for us. The third thing under this point is free from death. Verse 25 or verse 26 is the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. Now you might say, well, Jack, I have a problem right there. Why doesn't God just destroy that one first? Oh, no, listen. Even death, God uses as a tool. The last enemy defeated will be death. Why is that? Listen up, everybody. Death obviously is at work today. It's been ever since the Garden of Eden. It will happen during the tribulation period. I don't need to tell you about that. You've read about that. And during the millennial reign of Christ, the Bible says, now, are you guys all listening? You need to hear this so you don't mess this up. If you're a Christian today, the millennium, the humanity of the millennial reign of Christ has nothing to do with you. You are not involved in that in a human sense. Because watch this. You have to watch me because I'm not smart enough to tell you about it. You have to watch my hands. You're right now living. You're the bride of Christ, the church, it says in the Bible. Jesus, at any given moment, will rapture his believers to be with him. John 14. Sometime after that, the seven-year tribulation regarding the nation of Israel will take place. It will start with a peace treaty signed with an ancient Roman Empire base out of Europe. A peace treaty will be generated, and it will be, the Bible says, with Israel and its neighbors for a seven-year contract of peace. It's called the tribulation period. You will not be there. You will be with God in heaven. Okay, now watch. During that time, the Jews, many of them, 144,000 men, by the way, the Bible says 144,000, 12,000 from each tribe of the nation, or from the tribes of Israel, each man and their men, their men, males, they're virgins, and they speak Hebrew, the Bible says, and they will, apparently other languages as well, and they preach the gospel all around the world. Can you imagine 144,000 Paul the Apostles turned loose on the earth? During that time, the Bible says there'll be so many saved that you cannot number them all. Then the second coming comes, where you and I, Revelation 19, return with Christ in the second coming. Then the millennium is established after, are you writing this down? After Matthew 25, the judgment of the sheep and the goats, then the millennium begins. The government of Jesus begins with the separation of the sheep and the goats, not real sheep, not real goats, the nations of the earth. Daniel chapter 12 tells you exactly how many days it will take Jesus to do this. Then the kingdom is established. There will be people who enter into that kingdom who go through that judgment, and they'll live into the kingdom, and they will repopulate the earth. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah that when a man dies at the age of 100, he will be like a child dying. Longevity is going to increase. You want the environment repaired? You wait till Jesus comes back. He's going to make it. Mwah. During the millennium, death's going to happen. 1,000 years, there will be people dying. Not you. The Bible says you'll be ruling and reigning with Christ for 1,000 years. That's awesome. That's good news. At the end of the 1,000 years, death will be destroyed. That's when it culminates. That's when it ends. Can you imagine? There's going to be headlines. Death defeated. That's good news. Third and final point. It's a short one. We'll end here. Verses 27 to 28. One new man, please. Yep. New man, complete. New man, complete. This is glorious news. Verse 27, for he has put all things under his feet. For when he says all things are put under him, it is evident, it's clearly seen that he, who's he? Theologically, Father and the Holy Spirit, who put all things under him, who's that? Jesus is exempted or accepted. Doesn't apply to him because he's the Savior. This is all about the deity of Christ. My friends, listen this morning. You ought to circle verse 27 and wrestle with it for the rest of your life if you do not see the deity of Jesus Christ in that statement. That statement speaks of the Trinity, the triune, the Godhead, and it is a profound announcement that the Holy Spirit, that God the Father, in conjunction with God the Son, Jesus Christ, that there is a redemptive act taking place for what? To bring about the redemption of mankind. And I wrote down this, if you would. New man complete. How are we complete? This way, by new programming. When it says that he, that is God, watch this, it's cool. When the Bible says in the beginning God created, the word in Hebrew is Elohim, God in his singular plurality. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, he has put all things under his feet. God has put everything under the authority of Jesus. Why? Everything was put under the authority of Adam before he blew it. Genesis chapter 1. You see how Jesus is the buyback? Jesus is the return? It's awesome. The deity of Christ, here, greatly proclaimed. I've been reprogrammed. You're being reprogrammed by the deity of Christ. We don't need to quote the whole verse, jot it down, time doesn't allow. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11 to 13 announces to us that in heaven we will worship God, the Lamb who was slain for us. Wow. What's the application for us? Here's where we push through to the end. Have you been reprogrammed? Are you being reprogrammed by God? Have you received new programming? Are you under the authority of Jesus? Listen, this is serious. Are you under the authority of Jesus? You need to know that today like never before. Listen, number one, if you're under the authority of Jesus, you and I have no right outside of Scripture to tell people how they ought to live their life. Oh, Pastor, mind your own business. I will gladly mind my own business. As long as that issue is not doctrinal. Do you hear me? This is a firestorm in our apathetic world today. As a believer, I'm supposed to stand for what is true. I've been reprogrammed. For righteousness' sake. Did not the Bible say, let your light so shine before men that when they see your good works, they'll glorify your Father which is in heaven? You're being reprogrammed by the Bible. Did you know that? What effect should the reprogramming of the fact that Christ dwells within you by the person of the Holy Spirit, how is that visibly viewed? You stand for what's biblical. You live for what's biblical. Why am I alive today? Why are you alive today? It's for Jesus, man. You know why you have a nickel in your pocket or a $1,000 bill in your pocket? It's for Jesus. Do you have shoes on? It's for Jesus. Do you live like that? Really, I mean it. You say, I'd like to live like that. You know what? Take Bible verses or write yourself a note. Everything I have, it's Jesus. It belongs to God. It's for his glory. And make copies of it and put it on your mirror when you shave in the morning. Look, at draw a little circle around the mirror where you shave. This mug belongs to Jesus. This is Jesus's mug. It's all his.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called One New Man, Please. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians. It's a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Are you searching for answers these days in a world where truth is hard to find? Well, my friend, as you heard in our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to learn more about what that means to you personally, Just go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and then click on that tab there that's labeled Know God. And there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Did you know that along with the radio program, Pastor Jack also has a TV show with more of the Pastor Jack Hibbs content that you like? It's called Real Life TV. If you enjoy Pastor Jack on the radio, you're going to love him on TV. So check out your local listings or visit jackhibbs.com and catch the latest episodes. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.